I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, remembering Helen Suzman, a strong and singular voice against South African apartheid. But first, the situation in Gaza. On Saturday, Israeli ground forces moved into the territory, a dramatic escalation of some of the worst fighting the area has seen in recent years. Israel began aerial strikes into Gaza more than a week ago. That followed an ongoing series of rocket attacks by Hamas, the Palestinian group that controls Gaza, targeting Israeli territory. So far, more than 500 Palestinians and at least five Israelis have died as a result of the conflict. Amidst the anger and confusion, there are still voices on both sides urging a peaceful resolution. Today, we check in with two of those voices. Abu Sami is a peace activist who formerly lived in Gaza. He currently lives in Ramallah. Also joining us is Vivian Silver, the Israeli co-executive director of the Negev Institute for Strategies of Peace and Development. She works in Beersheba, but she lives in a kibbutz on the border of the Gaza Strip. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vivian, I wanted to ask, have you been affected by the rocket attacks?
Very much so. We have lived under the reality of rockets hitting our whole area for the last 7 or 8 years. And what has escalated, obviously, now is the present situation in which Israel has gone in for an air attack and the ground forces have entered. And so now we're in a full-fledged war.
And I want to hear more about this, but I want to hear, Abu Sami, tell me about what your circumstances are right now. As I understand it, you're on the way to a hospital to visit a friend who's from Gaza. Tell me more about that.
Just we have some children coming from Gaza before what happened in Gaza, and he's here alone without his family. So when I'm hearing there's somebody from Gaza in the hospital, I'm coming to be with him.
I wanted to ask each of you how you maintain your argument for peace at a time like this. Vivian, if you would start. I mean, for example, you must have your own feelings of anger to manage.
Well, I have feelings of terrible frustration from both sides. I can talk as an Israeli, my frustration and disappointment in the lack of movement on the part of Israeli governments over the last many, many years for not pursuing peace agreements in a manner which I think have to be done. And, of course, the terrible frustration on the Palestinian side that is also not pursuing peace agreements. And my frustration lies in the fact that violence is just not going to breed anything else other than violence. No matter how justified each side feels about retaliating against the other's violence, it's not going to bring us anywhere other than violent solutions. If we want to live in peace, then we're going to have to put down the rockets and put away the planes and start talking.
Abu Sami, what about you? It's the same question to you.
Yeah, I'm agree with my friend, Vivian. Just, you know, there's many Palestinians and Israelis working for peace from really, really many years, and there's good relation between these groups. And exactly what's happened in Gaza in the last 10 days, it's put our optimism, it will be very, very difficult, and also our work, it will be very, very difficult. We don't have to explain for the people. We try to sell the peace process for him, and the people start calling us and say, whose peace you're talking about? So I hope this war will finish as soon as possible and we can continue to do what we do, because really both the Palestinian and the Israeli people need the peace we work for.
What do you say to people who say that to you? It must be difficult at a time like this when you are visible and active, and when you see people dying as they are. How do you respond to people who would say, Abu Sami, that you're just naive? What do you say to them?
The answer is what we're doing, the peace meeting, the peace activity, what we're doing, is just we're doing because we need to stop it, because we don't need what happened in Gaza to having more. There is enough people suffering, Palestinian people and Israeli people suffering from this war, suffering from this conflict. So the work we're doing to start to stop, because there is enough people dying from the Palestinian side and the Israeli side from this conflict. This is the answer we give the people.
And Vivian Silver, the same question to you. At a time like this, one would think that people would question your commitment to peace and say,
yes,
you are naive, that you are
right,
not patriotic, that you don't understand the facts. What do you say to that?
That's right. I think the people feel that, yes, I'm naive and that there isn't any other answer. And I say, we'll never know whether there's another way because we're locked into the box of violence and retaliation and violence and retaliation. And that's all we know. Sometimes I feel like we have been programmed not to check out any other possibilities. And until we do, we're on a one-way highway going nowhere. I believe, and I think that we all know what the end solution is in the compromises each side is going to have to make. It's just not clear to me why we're willing to pay such a terribly high price on both sides.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking about the situation in Gaza with Abu Sami and Vivian Silver. They are both peace activists who've worked extensively in the region. Ms. Silver, can I just ask the question I asked earlier? Is how do you manage your own feelings at a time like this?
Oh, a lot of tears. A lot of tears. It's very lonely sometimes. I actually draw my strength in the work that we do within Israel. I'm a peace activist also within Israel. We're an organization that is made up of both Arabs and Jews within Israel to correct the wrongs within the country as well. And we understand that there is no other way but to talk it out, and make the compromises, pay the prices that we have to pay, give up perhaps the ideal dream in order to live side by side here, in which each side is given the respect and full and equal rights that each of us deserves.
Abu Sami, can I ask you that question? How do you manage your own feelings? You have to have feelings at a time like this.
Yes, I think it's very difficult to talk about the peace in this bad time, but I think what we say for all the world and also for the Palestinian and the Israeli people, every mother in all the world wants his son come back home safe, and never mind American mother, Egyptian mother, Israeli mother, or Palestinian mother. So we start to be optimistic. We start looking for tomorrow to be much, much better from this day. And we try to do all the best to try to really to finish this conflict by dialogue.
Is there anything I wanted to ask each of you also, is there anything that outside actors could be doing right now that would be helpful?
Well, I think that as long as it is only Israel that is being attacked by the outside world in terms of the UN or other forces, then Israel is going to feel justified in doing whatever it is doing to maintain its survival. And I think that if the European Union and the UN and the United States government would look at this conflict in a more balanced way, in which there are victims on both sides, and that the answer here is not a win-lose situation, but a win-win situation. Both peoples have to survive as a nation, and that both peoples have to feel that there is that support for that basic notion of two peoples, two states, then Israel may be willing to be more open in the compromises it's willing to make. I am hopeful that Obama will not bear hug Israel to death, as I feel the previous administration has done, and that we're looking for a better, more balanced time and therefore support for both of our people.
Abu Sami, I was asking Vivian if there are things that outsiders could do at a time like this to be helpful. Are there things that outside actors like the United States, the United Nations, could do to help?
Yeah, I think the United States must work much, much more, and not just the United States, and all the world, the European Union and all the free people in all the world, to push the Palestinian and the Israeli people to try to finish this conflict with the dialogue.
Do you still have hope for peace, Abu Sami?
It's a difficult question, but I think we must have this hope for our children, for our future.
Vivian, what about you? Do you still have hope for peace?
If I didn't, then I couldn't stay here. Yes, I think that we have no other choice, and I think we have to do everything in our power to bring that change about here, for each of us to influence our own governments, our own ruling parties, to make the moves that I have to make.
Abu Sami, do you have any final thoughts? And if you could just tell us, what are you going to do in the days ahead?
There's many things to do. There is many people in Gaza without houses, without food, without water, without electric. There is many things we need to do.
Well, I think that's all we have time for. We're going to let you get back to your work. We appreciate your time. Abu Sami is a peace activist who formerly lived in Gaza. He's living in Ramallah now. We also spoke with Vivian Silver. She's the Israeli co-executive director of the Negev Institute for Strategies of Peace and Development. And I thank you both so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
NPR is reporting extensively on the situation in Gaza, reaction throughout the Middle East, and international efforts to find a path to peace. Please stay tuned to NPR throughout the day for the latest news on the conflict. You can also find updates on the network's website. That's npr.org.